News, Wade Rath, give us the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. With the most competitive election for Little Rock mayor, five candidates have netted close to $1 million among them in campaign contributions from all over the city. An attacker splashed a liter of sulfuric acid over a Ukraine anti-corruption activist, Catherine Kanzun's head, burning 30% of her body, but she continued to speak out until after 11 surgeries and numerous skin grafts, she died from complications from her wounds. Researchers are finding that ride-hailing services like Uber, Lyft, and others, because of their lower prices, are increasing congestion in cities and bleeding away public transport rides. Many are proposing congestion pricing schemes similar to London, Stockholm, and Singapore. Colorado had the highest percentage of eligible registered voters in the country in 2016 at 90%, up from 82% in 2012. An estimated 30% of the global population resides in earthen structures. Donations by women to congressional campaigns have increased by 36% since 2016, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. A Trump campaign 30-second political ad about migrants and violence was deemed so racist and misleading that CNN rejected the ad, as did Fox News. NBC and Facebook initially ran the ad and then retracted it. Municipal elections in Poland were a resounding defeat for the populist right-wing governing party Law and Justice that won only 4 of 107 mayoral races, though it did take 9 of 16 provincial assemblies, winning 6 outright. The Electronic Registration Information Center and software developed by Jeff Jonas since 2012 has identified 26 million people who are eligible to vote but unregistered, as well as 10 million registered who may have moved or on multiple lists or have died. This software, now used by 24 states and the District of Columbia, has replaced the purging software promoted by Chris Kobach of Kansas called CrossCheck, which is now thankfully dormant. A 2017 analysis of Freedom of Information requests found that citizens and their advocates account for a small fraction of the 700,000 requests a year, with the bulk coming from businesses seeking commercial advantage over competitors, regulators, and litigators. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rath. Guinness Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.